Menu price inflation is starting to slow down. Papa John's has a deal for more locations, and I Heart Mac and Cheese is in hot water once again. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Executive Editor Lisa Jennings. Restaurant menu prices eased last month. Prices for food away from home increased 0.3% in March, according to new data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was slower than overall inflation, which was up 0.4% in the month, but it was higher than prices for food at home, which were flat. For the year, menu prices were 4.2% last month, compared with 1.2% for retailers. Prices at fast food restaurants are up 5% over the past year and 3.2% at full service restaurants.
Papa John's inked a new 50-unit development deal this week. Bajko Group, the pizza chain's largest operator in North America with some 200 locations, agreed to develop another 50 locations in the Midwest, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Florida by 2028. It comes as Papa John's, which operates 3,200 U.S. locations, has been bolstering its development team to speed domestic growth. The company has new incentives to convince operators to build new locations, including a five-year break on marketing fund contributions.
Indiana is accusing I Heart Mac and Cheese of violating state law and misleading franchisees to open locations. The state's securities division filed an administrative complaint against the franchise less than a year after it ordered the company to stop selling franchises in the state. The state said that the franchise convinced seven investors to build up to 16 locations, all of which have either closed or not opened. The state said that franchisees were promised a business that was easy to open and run, but various challenges led many to lose considerable amounts of money keeping their restaurants open.
Jeff Gallatly, a former VP with Tim Hortons USA, has been named CEO of the growing Brooklyn Dumpling Shop, a New York-based concept that has big plans this year. The 11-unit chain is known for its 100% digital format, with guests ordering exotic dumplings on kiosks and food picked up in food lockers. The concept recently closed on a round of funding that brought in investors like Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank and Matt Higgins of RSE Ventures. The chain also hopes to go public in Canada this summer in a reverse takeover, or RTO. Gallatly said there are about 200 units in development for North America, including a 100-unit master franchise deal in Canada.
Flavor Shock, Local Abundance, and Plant-Powered Protein are the top 2024 trends driving menus around the world, according to Future Menus, a new report from Unilever Food Solutions. The report takes bold flavor, local sourcing, and plant-based eating up to the next level, in sync with Gen Z's preferences. Flavor Shock is all about chaos cooking and creating unique culinary experiences, while Local Abundance implies a celebration of community of producers as well as their ingredients. And flexitarians are driving the need for more indulgent, chef-inspired, plant-forward dishes. The trends were compiled from insights from 1,600 chefs representing 20 countries around the world, as well as a social media listening program from diners.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Lisa Jennings. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.